Good morning, everyone. Welcome to this online service of LPUC, Lugano Pecos United Church, on Sunday, 19th of April. By the way, my name is Yilun Kim, the minister of LPUC. Today is the second Sunday of Easter, and Easter continues for the 50 days up until Pentecost Sunday, that is on the 31st of May this year. In today's Gospel, John 20:19-31, the Easter story continues. Not only a story of an empty tomb, but also a story of resurrected Jesus who returns to his disciples. And Christ continues to teach his disciples and give them work to do in the world. So let us find out more about that later. This morning I'm going to interview our church council chairperson, Pamela here. Good morning, Pamela.
Good morning, Ilu.
Thank you for coming to this online service. And I would say that, you know, up until last year, we had the chairperson who is in his 30s. And this year, for the first time in the history of LPUC, which is Lugano Pecos United Church, we have a female chairperson. Congratulations, Pamela. And I guess most of you who are watching, you know, if you are the LPUC members, you would know, you know, Pamela, of course. But if you are not part of the LPUC, you would know her. So I'd like to ask you to introduce about your birthday.
Okay. Well, I'm Pamela Hanna. I've been at LPUC since 1971. You can do the math for that. And I'm married to Richard, who is the at present treasurer at LPUC.
Great, thank you. It was very brief, but maybe now there will be another time for us to, I mean, for others to know about you. Okay, I said earlier, you know, today is the second Sunday of Easter, and the story of Easter continues. And I'd like to ask you about your Easter. So, how was your Easter Sunday?
Easter Sunday was great. It was different. First time that we've ever had Easter Sunday just on our own.
Mm-hmm.
And we had a great time with the service, watching the service, the music, and knew that people were joining in with us online.
Yes.
Our cousins in Western Australia sent us a message
that
they also worshipped with us and felt they were with us.
Great.
And normally we would be in the country on Easter with our friends or in Brisbane with our grandchildren.
Mm.
So this year we really missed our grandchildren, but it was great to be here worshipping at Lugano online. Halfway through the service, we had to break the service, which we couldn't do here if we were in the church, and go and watch an Easter egg hunt. So our grandchildren rang us, and online we watched as they did the Easter egg hunt during the service. So that was a great joy to us because we do, as everyone else must do, miss their grandchildren and their family at this stage.
Yeah, of course. We would miss our church families as well as on Easter Sunday. And so you had a virtual Easter egg hunt during the social distance, didn't you? It's great.
We did, and they wouldn't share them with us.
All right, that's funny. Okay, and would you just update any news about LPUC members recently?
Yes, well, our very recent member is Ethan, and if Adam and Naomi have time to watch this with their new baby, Ethan was born. It was a new life before Easter.
Mm.
He was a much welcomed, quite early little boy and a brother to Zoe, and we hope that maybe this weekend or in the next few days that they will be home.
Any other news?
Well, Joan's in rehab, and she was managed to worship online with the help from staff. Barbara Marshall also, her daughter, set up her phone so that she could worship the LPUC online site, and she was most grateful for that.
What a great news there. You know, some of all the members, they were concerned about this online church because they cannot access the internet to engage with this online church. But fortunately, many different people would help them and support them to access the online church so they are able to worship with other members together. So, so far, you know, we are doing church in a different way. So I'd like to ask you another question. How do you find this online church? Any story?
I find it great because I'm not the one that has to set it up. Fortunately, I'm married to somebody who's able to do that.
Yes.
And it's been improving. It's been very good and it's been improving. And we're really enjoying it because we can sit and listen to the music. We can go on YouTube to the things suggested. And the great thing about it is that we're all learning new things.
Mm, yeah.
So those that are able to access online church. So even the Bible readings, some older members of our congregation who are on the Bible reading roster, they've even been able to do the Bible reading and send it to us online. And thank you, Sam, because you did it and you emailed it. And we saw Victor last week, and it's just great to see our church members being able to do these things.
Yeah, that's right. Is there any other news or any other announcements? Do you have a back?
Yes, I do have one announcement. Something else I've been doing over Easter and in this self-isolation, looking for something constructive to do.
Mm-hmm.
So our Samaritan's Purse boxes need bags for the children to put the goods in when they get them. Now, Kerry Chapman has done this over the years. She's been excellent. She does a lot of sewing, but she needs help. So I rang her and she gave me one. I'll just show it to you. These are bags. That's a small one.
Wow, lovely.
If you can sew a straight line, if your machine is in your cupboard gathering dust, get it out. That's exactly what I did. Kerry will give you the cut-out ones. She gives you an example. But we really do need some other people to be doing some of the sewing. So there's lots of help. If you would like to do that, I can make sure I can get you the bag. I can get one that's partially finished so you can copy. I'm not threading the needle for you though. So just get in touch with me and tell me, and I'll make sure that you can get some to do. Whether it be 10, as I started with, or 5, whatever you want to do. Thank you.
You can find more information on this screen. And on the screen you will find the Pamela's contact details. So you can contact Pamela to have more information and to engage with Grace, the ministry. Thank you, Pamela, for your time.
Thank you for this announcement.
Thank you. So let us worship God by prayer. Let us pray. God of the resurrection, we worship you this morning as a community of believers. We come with the joy to praise you and to proclaim again and again the amazing news, Christ is risen. Love is victorious over death. You have given us new life in the name of your Son, Jesus Christ. May our singing, praying, listening and proclaiming be a testimony to the power of your love to make us a new creation as Easter people. We pray in the name of risen Christ. Amen. Every Sunday, some songs are suggested for you to listen to or sing those songs. This morning, I'd like to suggest you to sing this Easter song, Allelu, 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 Alleluia, Praise Ye the Lord. And you can find the link of this song here on the PowerPoint slide or your worship resource. This song goes like this. Let me try to sing. Allelu, Allelu, Alleluia, praise ye the Lord. Lu, allelu, allelu, alleluia, praise ye the Lord. Praise ye the Lord, alleluia, praise ye the Lord, alleluia. So, you can sing along this song. There are two different versions. One, children's choir version, and the other one is adult singers version. So you can find out this link and just sing along with your friends and your family at home. Thank you.
We now come to our time of prayer for others. We are here, Heavenly Father, with thankful hearts. Please give us caring hearts as we ask for your blessings to be on the many, many people needing your comfort, strength, and reassurance. How great it is that in you we have a never-ending love and a promise that you are with us always. You will never leave us. We are all experiencing situations we have never known or had before, and for many, coping with these life changes is a real challenge. For many, there is the devastation of losing their job and not having the means of supporting their family, a time of great uncertainty. We pray for all those who are experiencing hardships and distressing situations. Also, we pray for those suffering with the virus and those who have lost loved ones as a result of that virus. Oh, how great thou art! You are our tower of strength, our rock, the one we can turn to lean on when we need the hope and comfort that you give so lovingly. We continue to pray for and give thanks for all those providing treatment for the people in hospital and at home with the COVID-19, and for guidance and wisdom for those working towards a protective vaccine. We pray for all in positions of important decision making, give them please wisdom and guidance. And prayer for all church leaders as they bring the messages of hope and comfort to many, helping them to cope with anxiety. Thank you for the hard work of the alumni and the many of this church family for enabling us to be connected in different ways. Thank you for today's technology. We are keeping our church family united, giving encouragement, uplifting one another and caring for each other. We keep in our prayers those that are still in drought areas, and we pray for the support for bushfire survivors. We're praying for Joan Jordan, Samote and the family, and the Navy personnel with the mission to help countries damaged by hurricanes. Pray for Elizabeth and Angela, also Dean and Ruth and Margaret Grandwaters, filing to their nursing home. Prayers of continued strength for baby Ethan, son of Naomi and Adam, little brother for big sister Zoe, as family anxiously await his homecoming. Prayers for Amy and Calvin for protection, returning to the USA on Monday, for safe travelling. Sad news this week of the death of Myra Dutton, former member of church and long-time and well-respected teacher of Physical Culture Club at the Lugano Peoples United Church. Prayers and thoughts for Myra's family. We bring you, Father, prayers for our family, each and every member of our church family, our friends and our neighbours. Thank you that we know these prayers offered today and every day will be answered in your way and in your time, and we wait patiently and lovingly. In Jesus' precious name, Amen.
Good morning, I am Sam. The reading today comes from John chapter 20, verses 19 to 31. On the evening of the first day of the week, when the disciples were together, with the doors locked for fear of the Jews, Jesus came and stood amongst them and said, "Peace be with you." After he said this, he showed them his hands and side. The disciples were overjoyed when he saw the Lord. Again, Jesus said, "Peace be with you. As the Father has sent me, I am sending you." And with that, he breathed on them and said, "Receive the Holy Spirit. If you forgive anyone his sins, they are forgiven. If you do not forgive them, they are not forgiven." Now Thomas, called Didymus, one of the 12, was not with the disciples when Jesus came. So that the other disciples told him, "We have seen the Lord." But he said to them, "Unless I see the nail marks in his hands, and put my finger where the nails were, and put my hands into his side, I will not believe." A week later, his disciples were in the house again, and Thomas was with them. Though the door were locked, Jesus came and stood amongst them and said, "Peace be with you." Then he said to Thomas, "Put your finger here. See my hands. Reach out your hand and put it into my side. Stop doubting and believe." Thomas said to him, "My Lord and my God." Then Jesus told him, "Because you have seen me, you have believed. Blessed are those who have not seen me and yet believed." Jesus did many other miraculous signs in the presence of his disciples, which are not recorded in this book. But these are written that you may believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that by receiving you, believing you, may have life in his name.
Over the last couple of months, you may have consistently checked COVID-19 updates. And knowing that, there have been so many people who are affected by the pandemic. Last week, I found the sad news on Facebook. It is a story about the deadliness of COVID-19 that hit one of my Facebook friends' home. His extended family members in England passed away on Friday last week from the virus. She got it as she visited the hospital where her husband died on a couple of weeks ago from other illness. She was quickly deteriorated and spent her last few days in ICU. He put this on Facebook. "So sad for the family to lose both parents at a time when there can't be a proper funeral. For the first time, when we heard the horrific numbers of deaths in the UK, we could say, we know one of them. They are real people, after all." If you experience of someone's death, and all those arrangements towards the funeral service and legal things afterwards, you'd have known the feeling and emotions that may be attached to those procedures. For Jesus' disciples, it had been a frustrated and terrible week. It was only one week when everything had happened. On Palm Sunday, the crowd of people greeted Jesus into Jerusalem with a shout of Hosanna, palm branches, and a like king's welcome. Then thirdly, only a few days later, on the same week, Jesus was arrested, trialed, beaten, taken to the cross, and crucified. Jesus' disciples must have been heavily disappointed, discouraged, anxious, confused, even shocked. It has been like a roller coaster, having been at the top with a joy and expectancy, but soon their hopes and dreams crushed with Jesus' death. They were afraid and thought that they were next. If Jesus was killed in such a cruel and unfair manner, then anything could be happened to them. So they gathered behind the locked doors and didn't expect the news of Jesus'